Let us pray in silence to prepare our hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Let us sing hymn 146. Sing hymn 146.
No tender words like that, and peace of thought. I need thee, all I need thee, every all I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come unto thee. I need thee, every all, stay thou nearby. Temptation lift your heart when down are flies. I need thee, all I need thee, every all I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come unto thee. I need thee, every hour, in joy or pain.
Again, we thank to the grace of the Lord that we are able to have this family altar. For tonight's session, let us read Psalms number 3. Psalms number 3. This is a Psalm of David. Psalms number 3. In Jesus' name I read. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me too. Many are saying of me, there is no help for him in God. 3. But thou, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. 4. I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy hill. 5. I lie down and sleep, I wake again, for the Lord sustains me. 6. I am not afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. 7. Arise, O Lord, deliver me, O my God, for thou dost smite all my enemies on the cheek. Thou dost break the teeth of the wicked. 8. Deliverance belongs to the Lord, thy blessings be upon thy people. So this Psalms number 3, it is a Psalm of David. And if you look at the superscription or the title given, here tells us a Psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. So from here, we know here David was the author. And the background is, at the time, David fled from Absalom. In the past, we have done Psalms number 62 and Psalms number 63. So Psalm 62 and Psalm 63, the background is the same. It tells us about the problem of David with his son Absalom. We know Absalom at the time, he revolted, he rebelled and he usurped the throne of David. And this is recorded in the 2 Samuel. Let us turn to 2 Samuel chapter 15. 2 Samuel chapter 15. Let us read verse 13 down to 16. 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 13 to 16. Verse 13. And a messenger came to David, saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel have gone after Absalom." Then David said to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise, let us flee, or else there will be no escape for us from Absalom. Go in haste, lest he overtake us quickly and bring down evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword." 15. And the king's servants said to the king, "Behold, your servants are ready to do whatever my lord the king decides." 16. So the king went forth, and all his household after him, and the king left 10 concubines to keep the house. Alright, so here tells about the flight of David. He has to depart from Jerusalem, because at that time, Absalom, he usurped the throne. So at the time, he found favor in the eyes of many of the Israelites. Alright, so this is the background to the Psalms number 3. As here recorded, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son. And in this psalm number 3, we can divide it into 4 parts. The first part, it is from verses 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2, it tells us about the complaint of David. Then in the verses 3 and 4, this is the second part, tells us about David's confidence or the faith of David. And the third part, verses 5 and 6, it tells us about the security of David and the experience of David. And the fourth part, from the verses 7 and 8, it tells us about the prayer of David. Alright, so this Psalms number 3, we can divide it into 4 parts. So now we come to the first part from the verses 1 and 2. Here tells us about the complaint of David. So this psalm tells us about the distress that David was in, because he has to flee for his life from Jerusalem. So in the verses 1 and 2, "O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of me." Alright, so from here we're able to take note, this word appear 3 times. Many. Many are my foes, many are rising against me, many are saying of me. Alright, so David tells us at the time there were so many of those who went against David. So in the past, in actuality, they were with David, but now they went against him. And from these 2 verses, we're able to see about their actions. They went against David. Alright, they rose against David. And also about their words, they told David in the verse 2, there is no help for him in God. So it is likened to one who was forsaken by the Lord, alright, by God. So definitely, when one is in this position, when many, those who were formerly, they are good with us, but now they rise against us, not only in their deeds, in their action, but now in their words. So when we hear this type of the words, it is disheartening, it is very discouraging. Alright, so at the time, David, he was in the distress. He made this complaint in his prayer. And we know, here says many. So who are these many? We know his son Absalom, one who is closest to him. Then of course also his counselors and the chief captains, those who were formerly under him, and even the common people, the Israelites. So they now stood on the side of Absalom. For example, let us refer to 2 Samuel. Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 15. 2 Samuel chapter 15, let us read verse 30 and 31. 2 Samuel 15, 30 and 31. Here tell us about one Ahithophel. Verse 30. But David went up the ascent of the Mount of Olives, weeping as he went, even here says barefoot, with his head covered. And all the people who were with him covered their heads, and they went up weeping as they went. And verse 31 says, and it was told David, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. So when David heard this, David said, O Lord, I pray thee, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. So he tells about this Ahithophel. So Ahithophel now, as the report given to David, he is now among the conspirators with Absalom. Alright, then another example in the chapter 16, 2 Samuel chapter 16. Let's read from verses 5 down to 8. Verses 5 down to 8. Verse 5. When King David came to Bahurim, there came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. And as he came, he cursed continually. So he cursed David, and he threw stones at David, and even at all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the mighty men who were on his right hand and on his left. Alright, so here it tells us about this Shimei. So in the verse 7, and Shimei said as he cursed, Begone, begone, you men of blood, you worthless fellow. Verse 8, the Lord has avenged upon you all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned, and the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. See, your ruin is on you, for you are a man of blood. Alright, so here tells us about Shimei. So Shimei, in a way, he cursed David. So as in the Psalms number 3, verse 2 tells us, many are saying of me, there is no help for him in God, likened to one who is forsaken. Alright, so this was the position that David was in at that time. So David here, he makes a complaint, many are my foes, many are rising against me, many are saying of me. Alright, so even though David was in this position, now the second part. Let's turn back, Psalms number 3. So now verses 3 and 4. This second part tells us about the confidence, the faith of David. So even though he was in that position as in verses 1 and 2, so now verse 3 says, but, there is a but. But thou, O Lord, so David knew about this, there is no doubt at all in David. But thou, O Lord, art a shield around me. So when we say that the Lord is a shield, so the Lord was his defense. The Lord will protect him. The Lord is his protector. And here says, the Lord who is my glory. Excuse me. So the Lord who is my glory. So it is not my shame, but the Lord is my glory and the lifter of my head. So we know at the time, if a person is down, then the head would always be down. So when the head is down, it is a sign of weakness, a sign that one is strengthless. a sign that one is really sad, very discouraged. And of course, in the end, we know when a person's head is down, it is a sign of what? His defeat. Alright, but here now, David says, "But thou, O Lord, the lifter of my head." Alright, so the Lord now will strengthen him. The Lord now will help him. So in the Psalms 27, let's turn to Psalms 27 verse 6. Psalms 27 verse 6. Verse 6. "And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies round about me, and I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy, and I will sing and make melody to the Lord." So Psalms 27 is also the Psalm of David. So David says now he's able to also in this situation lift up my head, especially above my enemies. Even though the enemies is still there, but he's able to lift up his head. So at the time, David has this confidence in him. He had faith in the Lord God. So in the verse 4, "I cry aloud to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy hill." So we know that this holy hill, it refers to Mount Zion as recorded in Psalms chapter 2 verse 6. We need not read. In Psalms chapter 2 verse 6, it tells us Zion is his holy hill. So the Lord will answer David when David prayed to him, because there the tent is there, the Ark of the Covenant is there, and the presence of the Lord is there. So David had this confidence in him, this faith, that the Lord now will be his shield, his glory, and the lifter of his head, and the Lord will hearken to his prayer. So in the third part now, from the verses 5 and 6, David tells us about his security, about his experience. So in the verse 5, there are two matters in the verse 5. The first line tells us, "I lie down and sleep." So even though at the time David was in this trouble, he has to flee from his life, but yet here tells us, "I lie down and sleep." So he was able to rest, so-called peacefully. Why? Because the second part already tells us his confidence and his faith in the Lord, and he had already cried to the Lord, prayed to the Lord. So at the time he says now his experience, his security, the Lord will protect him, so he will be able to lie down and to sleep. So if we want to refer an example, let us turn to Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 12. We know Acts chapter 12 tells us at the time King Herod, he already killed Apostle James with the sword, and he arrested Peter. Alright, so he knew what he did at the time. He was able to gain favor from the people. But after Peter was arrested in the Acts chapter 12 verse 5, let's read verse 5 to verse 7. Verse 5, "So Peter was kept in prison, but of course earnest prayer was made to him, to God by the church, made for him." Alright, so in the verse 6, the very night when Herod was about to bring him out, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and sentries before the door were guarding the prisons. Alright, so it was a lot of the sentry there. So he was even put in the chains. Alright, and between the two sentry, but yet here tells us Peter was what? Sleeping. Alright, he was sleeping. So number 7, "Behold, the angel of the Lord appeared, and the light shone in the cell." And here says the angel struck Peter on the side and woke him, saying, "Get up quickly." Alright, so the chains fell off his hands. At the time, Peter, in this situation, even James already, he had died as a martyr. And it is expected that Peter will die too. But yet, during the night, he was able to sleep soundly, to the extent now the angel must wake him up. All right, so here tells us, just likened to King David, let's turn back to Psalms 3. So Psalms 3, verse 5, I lie down and sleep. All right, so this is the first matter. And the lower portion, I wake again, for the Lord sustains me. So some, we know, after they sleep, maybe in the morning, they are not able to wake. But David now here says, I wake again. So night time, he was able to sleep well, soundly, he had peace. And in the morning, he was able to wake again. Why? Here says, the Lord sustains me. So in the verse 6, David says, I am not afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me round about. Alright, so this is his security. He knows that the Lord is there for him. So he also experienced the peace, that is the inner peace that the Lord gave to him. Let's turn to Psalms 27. Psalms 27 verse 3. Psalms 27 verse 3. Though a host encamped against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. Alright, so David, he will have this faith in the Lord, though many will rise up against him. Then in the fourth part, let's turn back, Psalms chapter 3, now the fourth part, 7 and 8. So this is his prayer, verse 7, Arise, O Lord, deliver me, O my God. For thou dost smite all my enemies on their cheek, and thou dost break the teeth of the wicked. So he concluded verse 8, Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Alright, so here says, Thy blessing be upon thy people. So he also hoped that God's blessing, as he experienced, will be upon his people. Alright, so this is the prayer of David, asking the Lord now to save, to deliver, to arise, to act. And he knew that deliverance belongs to the Lord. So as a conclusion to this part, we're able to see in the verse 2. Verse 2, there is this Selah. Alright, Selah. Then in the verse 4, there is this Selah. And the verse 8, there is this Selah. So no matter what it means, whether it is a pause to consider, or some say Selah means you sing aloud. But here we see there is three Selah here. And let's look at the words. Verse 2, many are saying of me, there is no help for him in God. Alright, so many says no help for David in the Lord. But what was the answer? So verse 4, Selah here. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. So this is the second Selah. Even though earlier his foes, his enemy says there is no help from the Lord. But yet now verse 4, Selah. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. And the third Selah in the verse 8. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. This is the conclusion. Deliverance belongs to the Lord. Thy blessings be upon thy people. So in this psalm, the psalm of the distress of David, there is help. Alright, so to prayer, to turn back to the Lord. So may the Lord guide us. Now we will all together make use of the rest of the time. We will pray. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Let us recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We thank to the grace of the Lord, our family altar, and here may the peace, blessings of the Lord be upon all of you. Amen.